drive-through chicken in reverse. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams in for Lester Graham. Chicken gets a break today, but most of the time it's busy being everyone's favorite poultry. Locally raised chicken is getting pretty popular, but there's a kink in the supply chain. Sean Ali is here, and Sean, you've heard there's an effort to change this.
Yeah, one idea is to bring the slaughterhouse to the chicken farm. The Whole Foods grocery chain is thinking about trying these small, mobile slaughtering units next year. And this might help Whole Foods offer more locally raised chicken at its stores, but no one's sure whether this is going to work. Now, economists say the slaughterhouse pinch is really a problem for consumers, not just farmers. I talked to Wes Jarrell about this. He studies farm markets for the University of Illinois. He says locally produced chicken can be pricey, in part because there's not enough competition in the slaughterhouse business.
In order for that farmer to stay in business, they have to charge significantly more, and we would certainly like to lower that price to make it available to more people.
So is anybody besides Whole Foods trying to get into this?
Yeah, actually, a few state governments are revving up their own portable slaughterhouses, too. One of them is Vermont. It's been running one since last year.
Okay, thanks, Sean.
You're welcome, Rebecca.
This is the Environment Report. In some places, wildlife that once thrived is now gone. In Wisconsin, the pine marten has been wiped out. It's a shy animal that looks a little bit like a ferret. Barbara Jean Johnson went out with some researchers to see how they're bringing the pine marten back to northern Wisconsin.
We're crammed into a Ford Ranger pickup, driving on the back roads to check trap lines. We're looking for pine martens in Minnesota that will be released in northern Wisconsin. Pine martens were wiped out in Wisconsin over the last 100 years. A combination of forest fires and overharvesting trees reduced animal habitat. And then the martens were trapped for fur till they were gone. Jeff Wilson and Dan Haskell are on the front lines of restoring this varmint in Wisconsin. Dan and Jeff are good company. They love the wilderness and they like to chat. The only downside of our little expedition is a smell that permeates the cab. I didn't say anything, but it smells a little like skunk.
No, you do admit, though, you do smell a little skunk essence in here, do you not?
A little bit.
Okay, yeah. We do our best, you know, we shower every day, but we have been getting a few looks at, like, the grocery stores and, different places we've been shopping in your Grand Marais community.
These guys use skunk scent to lure pine martens to live traps. The animals love the scent. As you can tell, this marten is none too happy about getting caught. Dan and Jeff give each animal they take home a name.
So this one, obviously, is going to be called Barbara after you, our colleague, or
courageous radio star.
Exactly, our courageous radio star who is sharing the day with us. And as I told you earlier, you know, this is Dan and my 10th day together. And, you know, he's a good friend of mine, but 10 days with the same guy, you know.
You're a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, we're glad you came because, you know.
Literally.
Yeah. They're a little lonely out in the field. Not a lot of people spend much time with them, smelling a bit like a skunk and all. And they're away from home for weeks at a time. This is year two of the 3-year relocation project, and Dan and Jeff are heading back to Wisconsin with their pine martens in tow. If all goes well, they'll be back in Minnesota next year to collect another batch of martens for relocation in Wisconsin.
A little side note here. Some wildlife managers actually use the perfume Chanel No. 5 to attract animals. It turns out there's a little hint of skunk in it. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the Great Lakes Fishery Trust. You can find more information and post your comments at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.